Lebanon's health ministry released an updated toll from Israel's war on the country. More than 4,200 people have been killed and over 12,000 wounded since Israel began airstrikes over South Lebanon in March. 17 Lebanese hospitals have been damaged, with 3 forced to close. 135 healthcare workers have been killed and over 400 wounded, mostly ambulance personnel. Hezbollah's leader, Naim Qassem, is criticizing a new U.S.-brokered agreement between Israel and Lebanon, saying it allows Israel to indefinitely delay its withdrawal by claiming Lebanon has failed to disarm Hezbollah. We spoke with Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis.
Hezbollah is a powerful militia that also has a very elaborate network of political and social services and other operations, particularly in the Shia-dominated areas of the south and the southern suburbs of Beirut. Any kind of deal that the Lebanese government wants to have with Israel must include an end to the attacks and a withdrawal from occupied Lebanese territory. Hezbollah, meanwhile, needs to stop the provocative actions that are giving Israel the excuse to continue attacking.
The U.S.-brokered Lebanon-Israel agreement requires Lebanon to not pursue legal claims and diplomatic actions against Israel, which would foreclose accountability for a war in which both Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have documented extensive apparent war crimes by Israeli forces, including the demolition of more than 10,000 civilian structures, much of that carried out with explosives and bulldozers after a supposed ceasefire, which Amnesty says must be investigated as a war crime. Meanwhile, draft documents obtained by The Guardian show that Donald Trump's so-called Board of Peace for Gaza is considering granting itself and all of its members sweeping immunity from potential prosecution from its activities in Gaza, including arrests, detentions, or confiscating property from Palestinians. Again, Stephen Zunis.
It's no surprise this Board of Peace was a joke from the beginning, though the UN Security Council gave the okay because it was seen at the time as the only thing that would end the full-scale Israeli genocidal assault on the Gaza Strip. But as it's becoming more and more apparent that this is about the enrichment of Trump and his cronies and has nothing to do with the benefit of the Palestinians in Gaza.
Meanwhile, the Times of Israel is reporting that numerous polls indicate widespread waning support for Israel in the U.S. among lawmakers as well as the public. Again, Stephen Zunis.
There really has been a sea change in the past couple of years in terms of attitudes towards Israel and support for Israel. This is similar to dramatic shifts we saw regarding U.S. policies in Vietnam, towards Iraq, Central America, and elsewhere. The question is, will the Democratic leadership recognize that this is a fundamental shift? We saw it in New York in the primaries just this past Tuesday, that 3 congressional candidates in a heavily Jewish city where traditionally support for Israel was essentially required to get the Democratic nomination, we found that 3 candidates who were indeed outspoken in their opposition to Israeli policies and U.S. support won the Democratic nominations, and they are certainly to win in November since these are overwhelmingly Democratic districts. And I think this is just an example of what we're seeing across the country, and this is becoming in many ways the kind of divisive issue that split the Democratic Party in 1968 over Vietnam and some of these other conflicts. But the movement is inexorably, you know, towards a policy that is not supporting Israel's far-right government, not supporting the genocide, not supporting the occupation, and believing that Israel, like all other recipients of U.S. aid, should adhere to basic standards of human rights and international law, and failing to do so, arms transfer should cease.
Stephen Zunis is professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as founding director of the program in Middle Eastern Studies.